Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. The manhunt is over for the gunman accused of killing former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife in Champlin. BCA Superintendent Drew Evans says 57-year-old Vance Belter surrendered Sunday night near his home in Green Isle.
The first step in a case like this is that we take him into custody, and then the work will continue and begin to make sure that we have all the evidence we need to ensure that he is held accountable for his crimes.
Evans says when this sort of evil comes into a Minnesota community, law enforcement comes together.
That is so that people across the state of Minnesota and legislators that were targeted in these attacks and that may have been listed can breathe a sigh of relief as quickly as possible.
Governor Tim Walz was among those celebrating the arrest of Belter.
It's 48 hours that law enforcement involved in a complex and dangerous manhunt. Spent Father's Day away from their families to deliver justice for Melissa and Mark Hortman and their children who spent this Father's Day alone.
Belter is scheduled to make his first court appearance today in Hennepin County. A message sent by Yvette Hoffman to Senator Amy Klobuchar says John Hoffman is enduring many surgeries and is closer every hour to being out of the woods. Yvette writes, "He took 9 bullets, I took 8, and we are both incredibly lucky to be alive." In other news, many of the so-called No Kings rallies in Minnesota were canceled this weekend, but thousands still took to the streets to protest President Trump and his policies.
Stop Trump! Stop Trump!
Bambi from Northeast Minneapolis says she's lost her faith in the federal government.
It's very obvious, very clear. The billionaires do not care about us at all. The working class people are completely on our own here.
Organizers say 80,000 people showed up at the state capitol No Kings rally. The Minnesota Historical Society is combining a love of cooking with a love of learning more about the state this summer. Public program specialist Jacob Roram says the recipe for adventure is like a scavenger hunt.
Participants can pick up a cookbook at one of 13 sites around the state that basically features selected historic sites in our network, and it features some materials and a recipe. But the problem is that the recipe itself is missing. Once you're at a site, then you can collect a recipe card that relates to that site's history.
He says they put on a scavenger hunt as a way to get people to visit more over the summer, but also to drum up excitement for a Julia Child exhibit that's coming this fall. And the Houston Astros walked off the Minnesota Twins for a second straight day Sunday and completed a 3-game sweep with a 2-1 victory in 10 innings. The Twins led the game 1-0 heading into the bottom of the 9th inning before Houston tied it to send it into extras and then won it in the bottom of the 10th. This is MNN.